The exponential rise in the coronavirus disease cases has resulted in an increased number of patients requiring prolonged ventilator support and subsequent tracheostomy. With the limited availability of literature regarding the outcome of COVID-19 patients with tracheostomy, we attempted to study the clinical characteristics and multiple parameters affecting the outcome in these patients. This was a retrospective study consisting of adult COVID-19 patients admitted to the ICU who underwent tracheostomy as a result of acute respiratory failure due to COVID-19. The data collected included demographics, comorbidities, type of oxygen support, severity of COVID-19, complications, and other parameters related to tracheostomy like admission to tracheostomy, intubation to tracheostomy, ICU stay, hospital stay, and outcome. So the result was that the patients had an average time from admission to tracheostomy of around 18 days, while from intubation to tracheostomy was 12 days. Higher age, severe COVID-19, mechanical ventilation, presence of shock, acute kidney injury were associated with poor prognosis. But early tracheostomy in intubated patients resulted in a better outcome. So we concluded that the patient with severe COVID-19 requiring mechanical ventilation have a poor prognosis, but if they underwent early tracheostomy, so there was a little mortality benefit. But we recommend a well-designed randomized controlled trial should be done to elucidate the potential benefit of early tracheostomy in such patients.